Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Wow.
I'm good about
Carmen's
being holiday.
Coming in hot, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just listened to some
Christmas Carol music.
It feels like Christmas, and it does feel like Christmas in my little heart.
Corvin is so feeling the spirit. He is going to run the show for this episode today. We're doing a bonus episode. Corvin, what are we doing?
Well, we're going to look at the three Disney Christmas movies that we like. Christmas Carol movies,
yes,
that we like. Excuse
Christmas
me.
Carol movies.
So we're going to look at A Christmas Carol by the one with Jim Carrey.
Yep. Animated.
Animated. The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yep.
And Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Yes. These are all available on Disney Plus.
And we're going to look at each one of the characters and the... what would you say, the adaptations,
mm-hmm,
and
the different,
characters,
yep,
and try and decide, and we're going to mash these all together because we have strong feelings about certain characters and the way that they were portrayed in the certain movies, and we're going to put together the dream cast of Christmas Carols.
Yes, if out of all of Disney's Christmas Carols they've done that are on Disney Plus, what is like the dream cast?
Right.
Who's the best Scrooge? Who's the best Cratchit? We're going to see.
Bob. So we're gonna try and figure that out today, and we're not gonna try and figure out. We are going to
it's
figure it
definitive.
Out.
It's gonna be definitive, official for the whole world.
And the more I thought about, then I took it the next step of bringing these characters back and actually having them do the movie together.
Well, yeah, it gets because you've got Muppets and animation and
Mickey's Muppets and Jim Carrey's. That could be. It
don't
could
think
be
about it too hard.
A bit of a mess.
Yes.
However, I think we can figure it out.
We move forward nevertheless.
So, Camry, are you ready to jump into this?
Yes. I am only going to need therapy and help with one character. I feel pretty good about the rest of them.
Okay. Well, we're going to go through the characters, the cast, and then also I have some awards at the end.
Yeah.
As far as like this movie was this thing, mm-hmm, this rendition or whatever. All right. Here we go. Okay, Camry. Let's start off with... We're not going to start off with... We usually start off with the main guys, like Scrooge and all that.
Okay,
stuff.
Okay.
Let's start off... I would like to start with the ghosts.
Okay.
All right? We've got the ghost of Christmas past,
yes,
present, and future.
Yes.
And we're going to do our best to kind of guide you guys by referring to each Christmas Carol movie as either the Jim Carrey one, the Muppet one, or the Mickey one.
Yes.
So if you kind of get lost, you're
just like, what is happening?
There's a lot of Christmas going on, and I like it, but I don't know what we're talking about. So we'll try and frame it in that way. All right, Camry. So let's start with the ghost of Christmas past. We have the... this is how I categorize them. We got Flame Face from Jim Carrey.
Yep. Yep.
Which is literally like a face of a flame.
Yes. It's like he's like a candlestick with a flame face. Yeah.
Which is how it's described in the book,
yes,
I believe.
Then we have the porcelain doll.
Porcelain child and Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you ready for my pick?
I'm ready.
I am going dark horse status. I'm actually going to give it to Jim Carrey. Flame face.
Flame face.
Because it is so from the book. And in the book, you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know how to imagine this. And then you see them do it and you're like, oh my goodness, there it is. And it's the only time in any Christmas Carol adaptation I've seen them really try to stay close with the book with that ghost. So I'm giving it to them for their effort and it works for me. Flame face it is. Porcelain doll, Muppet Christmas Carol scared me as a child. I was just kind of like, I don't know if I like
it. I do like that her clothes make it look
like
she's underwater.
Tissue. Yeah, she's got like
it's like
tissue
floating
water
around her. Here's my problem with Flame Face.
Okay, what's wrong with Flame Face?
The Jim Carrey version is so cold.
Mm-hmm. Like the colors?
The colors, mm-hmm, and the mood.
Yeah.
Muppets and Mickey is a little lighthearted, mm-hmm, more lighthearted, especially the Muppet one.
Yeah.
So Flame Face, it just makes me mad because even though it's a flame, I still don't get the feeling of warmth.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Jiminy Cricket.
I mean, Jiminy Cricket's a strong second. How can you go wrong with Jiminy Cricket?
And one of the best parts about Jiminy Cricket is when he is flying with Scrooge and Scrooge is literally like holding on to him but sitting on him.
Yes.
Because he's so scared about falling.
Uh-huh.
And I love that. And then also I love Jiminy Cricket has a couple little quips of like making fun of Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I thought you liked looking down on the world.
Yes, yes.
Things like that.
You're like, oh,
zing.
Zing.
Old conscience is speaking.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to give it to Jiminy Cricket. And I thought, and I actually forgot about him. I totally forgot that he was in the Mickey
version.
I did
too until I watched it again.
And it was kind of fun. I enjoyed the Jiminy Cricket. And it's the clever Disney-ness of taking these characters from other movies and sliding them into a film in a different way.
Sometimes that worked for me in the Mickey one and sometimes it didn't. Jiminy Cricket was one of those times where I didn't not like it at all, but it was slightly distracting because you're kind of sitting there watching him and you're like, where's Pinocchio? Like, he's almost too iconic to take out of another film and put into something else. So it was a little distracting for me.
So you went Flame Face.
Flame Face all the way.
Jiminy Cricket. Yep. All right. I'm feeling good about where I'm at.
Okay. What's our next ghost?
Present. Let's go to the present.
Ghost of Christmas Present.
I want to say, start off a little bit with this.
Okay.
This is the hardest one for me because they all seem the same.
They all are very similar. And they're all very similar. Like, they all feel like the book.
Right.
So that's a check mark for all three.
But I do have a choice.
Okay. This one, oh my goodness. For me, it's down to Muppets and Mickey. I think I'm going to have to go Muppets. He is so good, and it's the song, guys.
It is the song.
The song is so good.
We're going to have to agree on this
one. The song is so good. But I did want to give an honorable mention to the Mickey one because it's Willie the Giant from Mickey
and
the Beanstalk.
Mickey and the Beanstalk, right.
And see, he's obscure enough that you can pull him into something else, and you're like, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I know him. So that one worked for me, so I just want to make sure we recognized that Willie was there, and he was so good.
Willie opening the roof, and people and the lady screaming and putting it back down.
So classic.
Walking through. Wait, he takes the lamp post and turns it into a flashlight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really funny. Really cute.
Really funny.
Really funny. But
it's tough to compete, though.
But Muppets, that's, like we said, that song I was just listening to, I was on the verge of buying the song. I will buy the song because when I need to feel Christmassy, I will listen to that song, and he is the main.
And you can't help but like do the little dance.
The Michael Caine dance.
Yes.
With the elbows out.
Yes. So
the snowplow. Let's call it the snowplow dance.
The snowplow. Oh, man. And he gets a lot of time on screen. The Jim Carrey one, he's a little abrasive.
Well, he also disintegrates in front of your eyes.
He does. It gets real dark real fast.
So you're like, oh.
And with that ghost in particular, I don't want darkness at all. The other one, he just kind of, in the Muppets, he just kind of turns into sparklies and just disappears while he's laughing.
You feel like he's your grandpa dying. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, no, don't leave. But I'm also kind of, I understand.
You're like, you're old.
Yeah, it's
You've
time.
Lived
you're
your
tired.
Time.
Mm-hmm. It's time. So they wonderful job with the Muppets.
Yes.
Representing
agreed.
Present.
Okay, we agree on that one. Good job, us.
Okay, now we're on the future.
Mm-hmm. Future's hard because it's like, what are you going for here?
Oh,
like,
I this is easy for me. So easy.
Okay, I'm assuming you're going to go Muppets again.
Because Jim Carrey, it's just a shadow.
It is.
Which I'm sure is close to the book. I don't know. Maybe not.
I would say the Jim Carrey one and the Muppets are close to the book. Pete was just not it for me.
Well, it wasn't his voice. He didn't have the right voice. I'm okay with the cigar because that's what the devil looks
like.
The,
again, like sometimes there are characters that are too iconic to like try and like make play as certain. And he just wasn't it for me. It was distracting.
Who would you have picked then for the Mickey version of Death?
I don't know. Like, he's the only villain, like, in that Mickey realm.
Well, I guess you could have done, like, what's his Chernborg or whatever?
Oh, my gosh. Can you, that, yeah.
Well, I totally butchered the name, but.
From Fantasia?
Yeah.
That's
casting his soul down into the grave.
I was going to go, I went with the Jim Carrey one on this one.
Really?
I did. Because it gets dark, and it's very spooky, and that's what it should be. The one in the Muppets.
I love the Muppets one. That's mine. It is it. And I know we disagreed with this a couple years ago.
It's just like the gaping hole. He looks like a massive tree and the huge blue fingers. It's pretty good, but there are parts of it that I'm just like.
It's also the music.
Yes.
I love that. It creeps me out.
Michael Caine brings that entire future ghost to life. He plays so good opposite
of
that ghost.
Right.
Like you're in tears at the end when he's in tears. Like scraping off his name off the gravestone. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Again, like I like occasionally I'm like, give me the authenticity from the book, and that one it went full ghost story, and that's what The Christmas Carol is.
Okay. All right. There you go. So there's our ghosts. We agreed on one, the present,
which how could you so not, hard. Guys? If you know,
some
you know.
Somebody's gonna disagree with us, and they're gonna try and make. Oh,
we're like,
case,
sorry, like, you're wrong.
It's fact. Scientifically proven.
Scientifically proven.
We did the research.
Yeah.
It's truth. Yep. All right. Let's go on. I'm going to leave Scrooge for the last. All right. So if you're wondering, where's Scrooge?
He's coming.
He's coming. All right. And I'll probably forget. They carry off to be like, wait, where's Scrooge?
Wait,
like,
now, oh, why am I Scrooge?
Okay. Let's go with Bob Cratchit.
Okay. Bob Cratchit. So our choices, we have Kermit the Frog, Mickey Mouse.
Or Gary Oldman.
Oh, or he's Gary Oldman.
He does the voice. So he's got a rounder
Gary.
Fella, short round fella. He's got some, you know, he's living the hard life because it's Bob.
Yeah.
Good old Bob.
Okay. I forgot about Gary Oldman. So.
You want me to go? I'll go.
You
ahead.
Go.
Yeah. You think about it.
Can I say who it definitely isn't for me? I'm going to have to go Mickey on this.
I didn't love Mickey either.
I don't think this is his role.
It's not.
He's not a Bob Cratchit. He's almost like too
peppy
and happy go lucky to be someone that's like down on his luck.
Is it possible for Mickey to be downtrodden?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I'm trying to think of like if he's an actor, I would say Mickey is definitely more in the like Ryan Reynolds, Clint Eastwood gang who you're just yourself. On screen. that's Mickey, right? Like, we love him.
I think the Ryan Reynolds,
himself.
Ryan Reynolds, that makes sense to me. Yeah. The Clint Eastwood, that's the downtrodden. He's got that covered.
Yeah. Or
that's
someone like, or like The Rock, right? Like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Kevin Hart,
always himself in movies,
right?
And we love him for it,
right?
That's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. So I wish I could have seen the director trying to help Mickey. You're Bob, and he's just like, oh, why?
Okay.
And he's just like, no, don't even say all right or okay. Just
okay.
He's like, I can't do it. So
yeah. So Mickey's not
out.
It for me. Yeah. I'm actually surprised you're so torn because I know how much you love the Muppet Christmas.
I'm gonna go
Carol.
With Kermit. Kermit. I'm gonna go with Kermit.
Is there a specific thing that tips him over the edge for you?
For me, it was just briefly skimming over the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol. I didn't love the animation of...
That's right. I remember you saying it was distracting.
Of Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
And at the very end, when Scrooge surprises him with a raise and says, hey, go out and spend time with your family and stuff like that, there is this like look of disbelief on his face, but he's more like stunned. But I just didn't connect. There was something missing with the animation. So
yeah.
I'm going to definitely go with Kermit the Frog.
I will say I'm going to give Kermit the edge, and most of the edge is coming from the song There's Only One More Sleep Till Christmas. Right. Oh my goodness. That shot of him like standing in the street looking at the star.
Right. And he does the ice skating with the penguins.
Yes. And he actually can pull off downtrodden. Like, you feel him and Michael Caine against each other. Like, you feel like Kermit is trying to make the best of it. But, like, when Tiny Tim is sick and Tiny Tim has died, like, you genuinely feel like Kermit is heartbroken.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also sympathize with it because his wife is Miss Piggy.
Yes, and...
And his daughters. And you're just like... He is really giving it his all and... Life is hard.
Yeah. So I'm going to give him the edge. I love Gary Oldman, but I agree. I think they could have done something different with his look in terms of how they designed him. Something's a little off with his look.
I
love the vocal performance.
And I did appreciate in the Jim Carrey version that at the end he turns into the narrator.
Yes.
And kind of gives more of the what happens with Scrooge after this event takes place. So
I agree.
It gives a little bit more in terms of detail and context. But yes, it's I would say Kermit.
Kermit.
Okay? All right, here you go, Camry. This one I think might be maybe tricky.
Okay.
For me, it's not too tricky.
Okay.
It's very simple. Best Tiny Tim. Who is the best Tiny Tim?
Okay, we've got our best Tiny Tim.
Mickey Jr. Kermit Mickey. Jr. Or... Jim Carrey Jr.
Or Jim Carrey Jr. I'm going to give this to Kermit Jr. He is so... It's the little cough, okay? It's the goose! The goose!
Is this Kermit Jr.?
It's so cute.
And his whole body like quivers.
And the song him and Kermit sing.
Yeah, it's...
He's on his shoulder.
It was the cough. In parentheses in my notes, it says cough. I was
like... The other one, Tiny Tim should not be forgettable in A Christmas Carol, and Tiny Tim is forgettable in the movie.
I don't remember him.
That he is the heart and soul of the movie, and if he's forgettable, then you did something wrong.
Something missed.
So Mickey Jr., I'm sorry. Again, like maybe he's takes too much after Mickey. Like they're there to perform and dance and bring one thing to the world, and it's not hardship and sadness. I don't know that they know how to do that. It's like they're smiling with like their teeth twinkling as they're like going through the most horrible thing in their lives. Right. They're like,
as he's coughing.
Yeah.
He's you're like, is he enjoying that? Is it tickle? It's tickling him. His cough is tickling him.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, it's definitely Kermit Jr. Uh-oh. Oh, that cute little
frog. Yeah, I mean, you
frog.
Just want to cuddle him.
And he's so, when doesn't Michael Caine pick him up?
He does. And like taps his head.
He's like little, but you have to be very careful because it's a very fragile puppet.
You like take the hand out of the, take
it's like, whoa.
Oh, he is tender.
All right.
Again, like when he dies, like you genuinely feel heartbroken. You're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. What have I done?
And Kermit
gives the speech about Scrooge.
He picked a spot on the hill so that he could watch the ducks on the pond. And you're just like, oh my gosh.
Stop it.
That
I'm
piece
turning
of fabric
this off.
With a hand in it is making me sad.
I can't finish the movie.
I can't.
All right. Okay. Got a few side characters here. We could jump through a little quicker, I think. Fezziwig. I don't remember the one in Jim Carrey. We got Fozzie Bear and then Mr. Toad.
I am actually going to give this one to Mr. Toad. I loved seeing him in this, and I was like, oh.
He doesn't do anything, though.
He doesn't do much, but
is he playing the violin?
He is. Yeah, he does play the violin. I loved it. It made me smile when I saw him, and I was like, oh, there he is.
I think he has his wig on, too.
He does. Fozzie the Bear is Fezziwig. He doesn't have like the depth or the groundedness. He's just kind of a spaz.
Actually, I put it in my notes. This is probably the most competent version of Fozzie Bear. Really? Those other movies, he is out to lunch.
And
in this
sometimes
one,
we love it, but yeah, no.
And this is probably my very, very favorite version of Fozzie Bear. But
I will give it
to Mr. Toad.
Okay, you're going to give it to Toad too?
I think
he doesn't do much.
I don't love Toad in the first place, but
he does make me laugh though. It was more like nostalgia points that he's getting.
His irresponsibility stresses me out. Right?
Hold it together, please. Oh
so
man, I'm still
I'll,
giving it
I'll
to
give
Toad.
It to Toad. I think this was kind of one of those characters I was like, just a push. Just
there are sometimes, like I said, you can have cameos that work, and Toad's cameo worked for me.
And it's because he didn't talk a lot. If he would have talked a bunch, I think I would have been like, oh gosh, here we go.
But he's like, tally ho! Yeah, like, come on, let's go do things.
But that does work for Scrooge's character because his boss was more carefree and all about the party.
Yeah, you need to lighten up. Don't worry about the money. It's Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, so I think
both,
Toad was like
they
kind
were both
of a,
good representations for those for the story.
Yeah,
and I don't even remember Fezziwig from.
He's
Jim Carrey.
Really short, which I like super enormously short. And then him and his wife
enormously
dance,
short.
and they do like the dance where he like spins 25 times in the air, like Mary Poppins. They just like really exaggerated.
Okay,
yeah, not my favorite.
All right, how about the best Marley?
Okay, I'm actually going to give my best Marley to Goofy.
Okay, so we got Goofy Marley. We've got the Marley brothers from the Muppets.
Mm-hmm, Marley and Marley.
And then we have the ghost, the green ghost, dislocated jaw Marley.
Yes. Though the dislocated jaw Marley from Jim Carrey is the most accurate for the book, I just wanted to give Goofy an award because Goofy never, ever gets to be much other than Goofy. And they gave him a role and said, Goofy, we really want to try and push you here. And I think he did a good job. He has the chops to be an actor. We don't give him much of a chance, but he handled this well.
Better performance, Goofy over Mickey.
Oh, Goofy. Goofy, yeah. 100% is
right.
A better Marley than Mickey is a better.
Bob Cratchit.
Who knew Goofy had it in him? But I was sitting there watching it and I was like, I see you. and you're doing the thing. And you're doing
so to
well.
Me, to your point, Goofy was a little distracting.
Oh, really?
So I like the Marley and Marley brothers.
Okay, so
it's very creepy when the chains are wrapping around them and dragging them away.
Yes, yes.
Goofy's exit is much more calm. And
he is the gentler Marley of the three.
But I do like the Marley Marley brothers.
Okay.
And it's just the woo, like the song and everything is
chains, Scrooge.
And it's silly, but at the same time, you get the depth of how
serious
this is. And I think Goofy was a little too silly. Like I Scrooge kind of was like, he didn't get it. He
I
was just
think
like,
the
I don't
problem
get
with that one
on
wasn't necessarily that Goofy was silly. It's that movie is so short. It's like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You didn't have a whole lot of time to like help him understand how serious it was. Where in the longer versions, you definitely spend more time with it. Like in the Jim Carrey version, he looks out the window and all of the ghosts who have all the chains all over them are flying all over. In Muppets, you have them sing the whole song.
Right.
In this one, Goofy just kind of walks up and like talks to him in the chair. So I'm still giving it to Goofy because I saw the acting chops and I felt proud of him. I was surprised. I was like, oh my gosh, he's doing it.
Good work, Goof.
You're doing it, bud.
Okay. A couple other characters. I didn't really spend much time on these, but Fred, Mrs. Cratchit, do you want to say anything about those characters? And was there one that you liked better?
Ooh, Fred.
I was surprised at how much I liked Fred in the Jim Carrey version.
So you liked
when he invited Scrooge
Colin
in.
Farrell, not Colin Farrell.
Colin Firth. Yeah.
Wrong Colin.
One of those.
My bad. I actually think I kind of liked Donald as Fred because he actually was like a happy person. He wasn't angry. I was like, oh my gosh, Donald's having a good day today. He's like,
so Donald and Goofy better than Mickey in their roles.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Mickey was not, he was not it, kids. But Fred from the Muppet movie, not my favorite.
Here's
I don't know what it is about him, but he's not my favorite.
Genuine question about Donald Duck.
Okay.
As a child, did you understand anything he said? Because I was watching this with closed captioning on, and I realized I don't think I've ever understood a word that Donald said in his life until I started reading closed captioning.
Oh my gosh. I'm not that bad.
Can people understand
every third word, maybe?
That you understand?
In this one, he's got pretty heavy duck accent. Right. Yes, like, it's thick. It's hard to get
all
through.
You know is, all you hear him say is Christmas.
Yes.
And then, rah, 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 rah,
yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
I just liked watching Donald be so cheerful and full of Christmas spirit without, like, they could have thrown in a gag where, like, when he... Doesn't he almost get run over by something and he's like clinging onto the horse's neck? They could have like made him super angry in that moment, but they didn't. They kept him straight.
Or when Scrooge literally kicks him out of the office.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But he does
like
come
go
back
into
he puts the wraith back on the doorknob and leaves.
Yeah, right. He doesn't like go into a Donald rage.
Right.
He keeps it in character. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by Donald in the Mickey one. Fred in the Muppet movie, I don't know what it is about him.
He's
a little too chipper.
Well, and he's also too polished because apparently he's like financially not doing well.
Oh, yeah.
But he's so dressed up and everything's perfect. And I know it's the season, like Christmas season, people get dolled up and stuff like that. But it doesn't match the grunginess of what they're trying to portray in the story.
Yeah.
I think the Jim Carrey version is the same. But I just absolutely love the scene with Jim Carrey, Scrooge, walking in and saying, can I come in? I'd like to be at the party. And there's a moment of silence.
Where they're all like, wait, what?
And you're wondering, are they going to accept
him?
There's a little bit of doubt there.
Yeah.
And then they totally accept him in. And that really was pretty cool.
Yeah. It makes you teary. And that like little part of the story isn't in any of the other versions.
Yeah. Because in the other versions, in the Muppet one, everything goes faster. He like just stops by people's houses
and
really
says
quick.
Hi, gives them a gift and leaves.
Yeah. But in this one, he spent the night there. Well, spent the evening and had dinner. And then the next day he talks to Bob Cratchit.
Yeah.
So I like that version. So
I
I'm just
going
to give it to Jim Carrey version.
Ooh,
there's probably
Corbin.
Some other gaps I'm missing, but anyways. So
no, I'm very much agreeing with you. I will still give it to Donald, but I very much am seeing your point. I do love that scene in that movie.
Do you want to talk about Mrs. Cratchit? The only one I remember is Mrs. Piggy. Even Minnie, I'm like.
Yeah, Minnie was very forgettable. Again, like, I don't know what it is with.
Well, it's the length, to your point.
Yes.
She's not. There's not enough time.
She really
space.
Doesn't say much.
But Miss Piggy.
She's hard to forget, but you're also like, do I like this?
It's irreverent and yet wonderful. She's over there eating the, it's just a chef's thing, dear. What is she eating? I don't even know. But
like chestnuts or something.
Right. So I'll have to give it to her because it's very memorable and we do quote her from time to time.
Yeah. The other ones are just completely bland comparably. So yeah, Miss Piggy, sure. You can have it. She's so proud right now. She's like running up the aisle. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you can have
Kirby.
It. Oh, Kirby. And you're like, oh my gosh. All right. I have that we have two more.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about Belle and someone else?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and then, Belle and then Scrooge.
Oh, right. I did it. I forgot.
Don't forget it.
I forgot. That's why we do the best ones first.
Okay. The reason I wanted to bring up Belle is because I feel like even though she's not in it a ton, she is like super important to Scrooge's
story. Yes.
So we have Daisy plays Belle in the Christmas, in the Mickey one.
Is Isabel.
In that one, it is Isabel, isn't it?
Her name is Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
But it is Daisy?
It's Daisy.
Because Donald...
I know. I know.
There's issues here.
Uh-huh,
the,
I know.
That Daisy ends up with the uncle and then in real life, Donald...
You have to think of them as actors and they're playing a role.
Still, so, that's weird. I still have a problem with that.
Well, remember in Roadster Racer, she's flirting it up with Pete. So we don't know what's going on with
Daisy is out to lunch. That's all we've determined.
So Daisy plays Isabella in the Mickey one.
Right.
In the Muppet one, it's the one lady that sings that song that goes on forever that we hated as kids, but now we're like, we want it back in because they took it out.
Right.
When
love is gone.
Yes. And then in the Scrooge version, I mean, she's just like a pretty blonde lady.
Just a pretty blonde lady.
You know, I'm trying to think of something that's distinguishing, but she,
right.
Yeah.
But it is a critical part of the movie. And if you skip over it like we did as kids.
You miss the whole point.
You're like, wait, why is Scrooge grumpy?
Yeah.
It's because he made a bad choice. He chose money over his true love.
Yes. So, Corbin, I know you didn't really want to talk about it. Do you have a preference before I give my two cents? You have this like discouraged look on your face.
I can't remember. I think in the Muppet Christmas Carol when we reviewed it, the song is okay. I don't love her voice.
Oh yeah.
The meaning of the song is more powerful than her voice.
Yeah.
And I didn't love that, but I think I'm just gonna give it to her because I don't really remember the Jim Carrey one and the. Again, the other one, it's so short. She's just barely there. I'm going to give it to Daisy.
Okay.
Because it really breaks your heart when she shows up and he's counting money and she's like, and then he forecloses on her because she didn't make her payment of her dream home that she wanted him to live with her.
That was like another low. Not only did he break up with her, but he forecloses on her in the same sentence.
Has anyone ever done that before? This is how I'm breaking up with
that's
you.
I'm
taking your home. Wow, that's brutal. So yeah, I think I'll give it to Daisy. She went through some tough stuff there.
I'm going to give it to Daisy because I found the like 30 seconds where Scrooge is like being all bashful and shy and she gets him to dance with her so sweet.
Right.
Oh, the other ones, you get a Scrooge that's just like, he's not necessarily shy. He's just very like distracted and like businesslike.
Yes.
In this one, you get a Scrooge who's very insecure and very shy. And she comes up and she's like, Ebenezer. And she like warms him up and gets him to come dance with her. And I found that so sweet. So that's why I wanted to bring up Belle is because I want to give Daisy her props.
Good job, Daisy.
And then you're right. She did totally just like, that is the worst breakup ever. She thinks he's going to, like, make it official and propose, and he's actually like, no, and I'm taking your house.
I mean, why are we laughing? That's terrible.
That's, we're like, uh-huh.
We feel so bad that we have to laugh about it.
It's so awkward and sad.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right.
So Daisy really hit it out of the park. I was so pleasantly surprised.
Good work, Daisy. Okay, last one, Scrooge.
This is the one I need therapy on. I don't know what to do. So give me your Scrooge rundown, Corbin.
Okay, I will make it very easy. As far as eliminating one, Scrooge McDuck is out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And he's ruthless and mean. Like, they got that right.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy it in the end? That's always the trick question.
There wasn't depth there. There's the depth wasn't there.
I agree.
I didn't really care as much when he changed.
Part of me was like, he has to be up for consideration because he's Scrooge. Like, that's his name.
Right.
He's the character that Scrooge McDuck is based off of. But I was just like,
And we all know that he has a vault somewhere else, even after he's changed, that he's going to be swimming in his money anyways. Right? He's not really changed.
It's like that Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas when he's on Santa's naughty list. And he doesn't get his bagpipes forever. And you're like, are you really changing? Because you're living in your mansion and swimming in your money.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know too much about what happens after. All right. So we've got the Jim Carrey version and Michael Caine.
I'm actually surprised you're even considering the Jim Carrey version. So give me what you like about that version.
The reason why is because of the grittiness of the Jim Carrey version. It is gritty.
Like the Scrooge.
The Scrooge. Just the animation, his nose and his chin like come together at a point. They're just like this.
And he's always hunched over.
And he is just yucky.
He's miserable. And yeah.
Like
he's
stringy
hair.
When he's taking the coins off of Marley's eyes when he's in the coffin to take the money. And he's having a really hard time paying for the coffin. You just know that this guy's got some serious issues with money. So I felt the depth of the Scrooge in that way. I think Michael Caine doesn't get to that depth.
I don't think he does either. He's mean.
He comes across as just an ornery neighbor.
Yeah. Okay, so this is my question then. Because Ebenezer Scrooge, his redemption is the story of the Christmas Carol. So which one do you buy for as low as Ebenezer Scrooge is and Jim Carrey? Do you buy his redemption at the end? Did they get you out of that hole with him? Because the Michael Caine one, you're right, he doesn't need to be redeemed from so much. He likes his money and he's mean, but he hasn't done terrible, horrible things.
They don't go into detail about that, right?
Yeah.
This is how I would frame it. Jim Carrey one goes deeper and down lower in terms of just yuckiness.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't achieve the heights of Michael Caine's version in terms of transformation. So I see the change,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see it. I don't feel I wouldn't want to meet that Scrooge even when he's changed.
Okay.
I still would be a little nervous.
Okay.
But the Michael Caine version, I want him to be my buddy, my friend.
Okay. So in a way, it's almost like they both do the same amount of changing, but one just starts in a much lower place.
Right.
Okay.
And so I feel more warm fuzzy around the Michael Caine version. And that's why I will pick his Scrooge.
Okay.
As the best Scrooge, even though I think the purists, and I haven't read the book, but mm-hmm. I think the purists would probably say that there's not as much depth to his version of it.
You know
Maybe
what?
I'm wrong.
I was actually going to go with you with Michael Caine, but I'm glad we did Scrooge last, because the more we've talked about things, I agree with you. I think the Jim Carrey version, he is terrible. And you get that deeply.
Right.
That he's terrible and also he looks miserable. It's not like he's a terrible person and then looks
and
like
happy
he's having
it.
The best life ever.
Well, yeah, that's a good distinction, because some Scrooges, they look terrible, but they also are kind of getting that weird, sick happiness out of being mean.
Yeah.
He does not look like that.
No, he seems very miserable. But it's for me, what's making me choose the Jim Carrey one over Michael Caine, and I adore Michael Caine, is the scene that you brought up with the nephew at the end where he is so humbled.
There's meekness.
Yes. And he's just like, I'm nervous to go in this room and even ask them to forgive me and let me be a part. But he does it. And then you see the rewards of you see all of the walls emotionally come down and you see that there is in there a good person who wants forgiveness. And it is very moving. So I'm going to pick the Jim Carrey version. I think he's the best Scrooge. Michael Caine is amazing, but we don't quite get the full depth of the redemption arc. And the Jim Carrey Scrooge, I would be his neighbor at the end. I'm wondering if it's more like his physical form. Can we get him a scoliosis brace or something and straighten his back out?
I think it's too late at this point.
Maybe we would want to be his friend at the end of that. But yeah, I'm going to go Jim Carrey. Wow, I'm surprising myself.
Yeah, that is very surprising. Good work.
Michael Caine.
And you're kind of swaying me a little bit. It's hard for me to leave Michael Caine.
I know, because he's right there. He's so good. And he did it with Muppets. So you want to give him more credit for that, because it was basically him and a bunch of fabric with hands in it. You know what I mean?
his own hand.
Okay. I'm gonna stick with Jim Carrey.
All right, very good.
Whoa.
Okay, we have a few. I have a few awards.
I don't, so I'm excited to hear what you have. Okay. Maybe I'll come up with some impromptu.
So I looked at each movie and I tried to decide which one's the most of something.
Okay, I like that.
And then we have like a summary of what I feel like of these movies. Anyways, so most accurate, I would have to say, I think is, I haven't read the book again. I think I read part of it.
Yeah.
It was A Christmas Carol. Would you agree with that? The Jim Carrey version?
Yeah. And they purposely were doing that. They really wanted to stay true to the book. So I would agree with that. Yeah.
So the story, the context, the details, the
darkness,
the before and the after the change, right? Mm-hmm. It helps a lot to understand.
It was originally supposed to be a ghost story. Like that's the subtitle is Christmas Carol, a ghost story. So.
Right.
I would agree. Yep.
Okay. So points for the Jim Carrey version. If you're looking for the most accurate.
Animated version. I would say that's probably the one. Okay. Yeah.
Most entertaining. I'd say The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even bring up.
Oh, no. Oh, Rizzo and Gonzo. Who play Charles Dickens.
Which just those little comedic blurbs.
Yep.
Help move things along and keep you engaged and connected. Good. So most entertaining, certainly that one. The one that is the most tame.
Yeah.
Is the Mickey's Christmas. Mickey's Christmas Carol.
That's the one you're going to show with your kids.
Right. This is an introduction into this story. Mm-hmm. Let's watch it together.
It's 20 minutes.
Not too bad. Not too long. Just.
It's Mickey and it's cute.
Yeah. So I think that's a great introduction into this story.
Yeah.
Muppet Christmas Carol and then A Christmas Carol. Those are the versions I would go
on. What tier you want to go on? Ooh, Corbin, I like that.
And then here's a question I have for you. Which one has the best cast in terms of talent? Not the like...
In terms of talent or in terms of like based on...
So we have Mickey and Donald and they're all in one. Then you've got Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
You've got Michael Caine. And then in the Jim Carrey one, Jim Carrey, you've got...
I love that we're putting Jim Carrey, Gary Oldman... And Colin Firth up against Mickey
Robin
Mouse.
Wright, Kerry Ewells.
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of big players.
I know. I would, okay, Mickey Christmas Carol, I'm sorry you're out. Like, some of the characters fit, but there some of them were just like complete stinkers. And it was kind of the main ones, like Scrooge.
It's the most impressive cast, though.
And Bob Cratchit.
Are
they impressive, though, if they can't pull off Christmas Carol?
Who is more recognizable in the world, Mickey or Jim Carrey?
Oh, okay. So this is what we're doing.
Right. It's like the most iconic cast. I agree with you. I would probably go with the Jim Carrey version because those are some really big...
Really big names.
Big names. The Muppet one is probably...
I would say Muppets is last.
Is last. Because
Muppets is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
The more I've gotten to know people outside of like our family and like our friend group, I'm like, oh, no one knows who the Muppets are.
Or if they know and they're like, it's weird.
Yeah, they're
like what are you're weird.
They're like, you like that stuff? Yes.
No, I don't.
Why? Why shouldn't I like it? What's wrong with it?
You have a Kermit pillow, okay?
Okay, so I guess in terms of it would be Mickey. Everybody knows Mickey Mouse. I bet if you were to put a picture up of Gary Oldman,
most people
wouldn't know who he is.
Right.
Unless he looked like Sirius Black, then maybe you could get a few more people on there, but they still wouldn't know that was Gary Oldman. They would be like, that's Sirius Black. So yeah. Okay. Most recognizable. We'll give it to Mickey. They won something. Congratulations.
Okay. All right. No, they won a few things. Daisy won. She kicked in. Goofy won.
Goofy. Right? I rang it
in
with Goofy.
Okay. So here's my final question. What was the best adaptation? And I think they all have pros.
It depends on what you're looking for, really. I will be honest, my least favorite of the three is the Mickey one. I was surprised how, not disappointed, but I was very underwhelmed.
I was too.
I was like,
but I was also grateful how short it was.
See, but you want to feel that way when you're watching something. You're like, oh, thank goodness it's only 20 minutes and not an hour.
Well, we've talked about this. Like when we watch movies that are 2.5 hours long, we're like, okay, I got to get my comfy clothes
but
on.
But Muppet's
really
Christmas
cozy.
Carol is long. But there is not any of that that you would want to cut out. In fact, we're of the opinion, bring back the song so it's longer.
That they did cut out, right.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to say Mickey's definitely bottom of the barrel. Not barrel, but bottom tier.
But it is again, the great introduction into
yeah.
the story, and it's short.
For little teeny for kids, little kids, it's a good option.
They'll recognize it, and they'll find it cute and fun, and it's not scary.
Yeah.
I think the Muppets version does a really good job of threading the needle between telling the story
mm-hmm.
and adding the little comedic gags.
Yes. And it also, the music makes it something that I want to keep coming back to. Like, right. I feel sad if I go a Christmas season without watching Muppet Christmas Carol. The Jim Carrey version, I honestly don't watch it very often.
Yeah.
But when I do, I'm like, whoa, this is really, like, there's some stuff in here that's very emotional.
Right.
Hmm.
So, and then the Jim Carrey one, if you want the real true blue, this is the Christmas Carol.
That's going to make you emotional and weepy. Like, it almost feels like It's a Wonderful Life in a lot of ways. Like, it's a Christmas movie that's going to, like, it's going to hit you.
Right. So I think they all are great adaptations. It just depends on what you're looking for. If you're Christmas Eve wrapping paper or wrapping presents or whatever, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a little bit more of a heavy melancholy feel? That would be Jim Carrey. If you're looking for kind of a fun, silly, but also pretty, some longer version of it, then go with Muppets. If you're looking for just a short version with
that
your kids,
you can just like pull on for
right
a
before
second
they go to bed, do the Mickey version.
I'm just like looking over my, okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you. Look over your list. So based on which movie had the best cast based on how many you picked. Does that make sense?
Oh, I wasn't keeping score.
So
I think I had the Muppets. But that's my favorite version. Muppet Christmas Carol. Like we talked about last week, it is that movie, which is like, I have to watch this every year.
Yeah.
And now A Miracle on 34th Street. Those are the two Christmas movies that are...
You want to know what's funny?
On my bookshelf.
I actually picked quite a few. I'm pretty split. I didn't put a whole lot of Jim Carrey's on my thing. Like, the biggest... The most important characters are kind of from his. But then, like, Mickey came in strong with, like, the side characters in my list. Like, Fezziwig and Belle and Marley. Like, I actually have quite a few, but it's, like, the people who are there for 5 seconds.
Right.
In terms of the actual heavy hitters, those are definitely Muppets. And anyways, just observing my list.
So what's your overall favorite version? Or it just depends on the mood?
No, I would say Muppets is my favorite because it's the one I have to watch every year.
I have to watch.
Like I genuinely feel sad if I don't.
Right.
And I have to fit. And it's one of those movies, I know it so well that I can just like turn it on in the background and feel like get the music in and feel good about it. Like when you turn the song on when we started, that was like instantaneous, like happy uplift.
Right.
So yeah, that's my favorite. But that Jim Carrey version, I'm telling you, you forget about it, but it is worth watching because I'm actually sitting here and I'm like, if I need a good cry, I may have to go watch that movie because it hits you in the feels.
All right. There you go. Okay. So, folks, we're still early in the Christmas season, in my opinion. We're only just barely a week into December. But if you're looking for a little more Christmas spirit,
don't sleep on the Christmas carols. You gotta get at least some version of the Christmas Carol in. It is such an awesome and important story.
Right.
I love it.
Okay. There's our review, or I guess it's our mashup.
Bonus. Our mashup, our dream team.
Dream team of Christmas
carols. Our Christmas Carol dream team.
Next week, we're going to probably do another Christmassy thing. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe the Santa Claus.
We will.
With Tim Allen.
We do need to do something Christmas.
Do a U-turn here in terms of the direction of Christmas that we go with films.
We went with Christmas Carol and then we're down into Santaville. No, we don't. Yeah, we don't know what we'll do. It may be a bonus episode. It may be a movie. We'll try and we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. We'll talk to you then.
This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Subscribe and review and join the conversation over on Instagram @TheNeverlandFiles. Thanks for listening.